Welcome to the Rediscovering Your Creative Self podcast, where you get a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation for your creative practice. The Shake It Up Art Challenge. As we move from the end of March and the beginning of April, we're going to shake things up. What we're going to do is, through the month of April, is start to look at our creative process and see if we can shake things up a bit. Maybe it's changing the format, you know, in which we are working. Maybe we completely take a two-dimensional surface and we start to change the topography of that surface. If we're a painter, we add relief elements to it. We layer our panels. We start to introduce assemblage accents or unique constructs just to that base art. Maybe if we're working, traditionally, we start to think about, what if I change my work and see what happens if I layer it and work with different elements of glass that may go on top of the artwork in a sequential kind of way. It's about seeing how I can light my paintings, maybe in colored lighting that change a scene from one feeling to another. It's about seeing how we can change things up. And even if we're just changing it up, just for ourselves, not for maybe work we put out into the universe, just to see what we can do, what the possibilities can be. You know, if we're sculpting things, you know, changing up our media, changing up the environment it's being seen in, just shaking it up. Because sometimes when we shake it up, new things that we love come out. Because we can get in ruts, right? We can get into repetitive things. And sometimes to get that creative juices going, we need to shake it up a bit. So we've got formats. We can do it in color, you know? I always find that, you know, we tend to, even though we can produce things with, you know, certain kind of color palettes, kind of get into similar paths when it comes to color. Try to shake things up. Even if it's just in the sketchbook, pick a color, buy a couple of colors that you never used before, that you wouldn't think of using. That's always the better element. And see what happens. Because what's going to happen is you're going to take that color and you're going to bring it into your own. You're going to bring it into your own universe palette. And it's going to give the work something special to it. It's going to show you that no matter what you use, you're going to make something of it. So like I said, it doesn't have to be completely going crazy, changing everything that you do. No, in your own inner special place in your process, shake it up. See what you can do with things. Other thing might be the media that you work in. You know, you may be somebody that always uses just drawing materials. And you say, I'm not a painter. I just love working with drawing materials. Well, maybe you just start to explore watercolor or acrylics and you start throwing down just interesting color feels. And then you draw on top of that. See where that takes you. See where that can move you into places that you didn't before. You know, drawing is a very intense process, especially when you're just trying to create a large background. But in paint, that background can happen magically in a matter of minutes on very large surfaces too. Shake it up. See where that can take you. See where these changes, and it doesn't have to be massive. I've talked about some big changes. This can just be a small change. So if you're a person who loves drawing, try some kind of new drawing media. Maybe it's a form of graphite that doesn't come in a pencil. You know, there's graphite, they come not just in sticks, but you can get them almost in these chunks of graphite where you're drawing or wetting these, slabs of graphite and almost painting like an abstract expressionist, and then pull your figurative or subject elements from that space. Creating your own graphite paint or charcoal paint. Finding ways that you can use that one media in a different way. So it doesn't have to be grand when you're shaking it up. It just has to be exploratory. In nature, that power of what if again, seeing what you can do with something, finding a way to use something you've been using for years, and find where you can take it, explore where you can take it, challenging yourself. I think when we challenge ourselves, we find new ways to create. Maybe it's a surface. We've been using the same surface for so long, we don't think about it anymore, right? We love that surface. Maybe you can change it up, texture it, completely change the surface. Maybe you've been working on canvases for so long. Try an ACM panel. Try paper attached to a rigid ground. Change it up. See the different absorbencies. Experience how a surface that's different from what you've been using takes and handles drawing materials or paint. Change it up. You know, there's so many ways that we can do from one minor change can set us off on a trajectory of magic. The next level, the next place. You know, sometimes I think we forget that when we first started using, we've been talking about paint and drawing materials, but, could be sculpture, could be anything. Where we were so new at it that everything was being shooken up. You know what I mean? We weren't even aware of all these different surfaces of paper, and we barely even knew what graphite could do, and pencil or stick or water soluble or whatever. We didn't have a clue. Everything was being shaken up. And then after years of, experiencing a particular medium in particular ways of working, we mastered it. And we are very reliable on our abilities to put something out in that particular voice or vision. And that predictability the end result is still, and the process is still, it's still magical, but it's predictable. And I think as artists, we need to step out from that water's edge sometimes. And like I said, it doesn't have to be something you share with other people or, put to your gallery or just for yourself. You shake it up. Power of what if. Try something you haven't done before and then see where that takes you. You're going to learn something from that. And then you begin to build. You begin to climb again. You know, we climb the mountain as we're learning our different materials and ways of working and process and surfaces and color and everything in between, composition, you name it. And then we get mastered at it. We master a certain level of things, of what we're doing. Time to climb that mountain again, huh? Time to take on that challenge. Seeing where we're going to take it, going out on that journey again, stepping out from the water's edge to see where we can take this. Scary, but exciting. Exciting. So, starting in the month of April, we're going to shake it up. And I'm going to be putting out also a series of articles throughout this coming year. And I'm also going to be doing a whole series of posts on my Patreon page. And what I'm going to do is shake it up, kind of guiding you as a coach in your own work. And of course, many of you know I have a free level to join on my Patreon page. So you'll see all my public posts, including this podcast. So if you want to shake it up in the upcoming year, join us. And we're going to be posting things with the hashtag Shake It Up Art Challenge to see where some of these things are going, to share, to show others what we're doing. So join us, be part of this, and shake it up. With that, have a great week. And as always, create from the heart. This audio series is part of my Navigating the Labyrinth of the Creative Mind Patreon endeavor. The site uniquely intermixes self-reflection and personal storytelling with exploratory mixed media techniques and expressive approaches to art making, elevating the creative consciousness and guiding each person on his or her own path to discovering the creative spark that resides within. Check us out at www.patreon.com/LisaLCyr, and that's spelled C-Y-R.